I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to talk NFC and where the Commanders fit in the big picture right now and get to our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. The question is, what's your level of confidence that the Commanders make the playoffs right now? They've played 6 games. They go every other. Win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. And so they're due to win and get to, hopefully, 4-3 through 7. And then they've got the toughest 3-game stretch maybe of their entire year, certainly outside of the division, on the other side of the Cowboys at Kansas City Monday Night Football, and then at home, Sunday Night Football, Seattle, and against the Detroit Lions. Do you right now, this moment, think Washington makes the playoffs? Yes or no? 800-636-1067, that is the question.
So smart people who do these sorts of things, they don't just look at Washington, they're looking at Tampa and Seattle and Atlanta and the 49ers and the Rams and every team, and they're running all these simulations. That loss in terms of playoff probability, according to computers, now, of course, the game isn't played on computers. That doesn't mean their schedule should be canceled, etc. They had about a 60%, according to some models, mid-50s percent, according to other models. Had they beaten the Bears, they'd have that really good percentage of making the postseason. That loss dropped them to 1-3 in the NFC. That loss dropped them to 35.9%, I think, according to the CBS predictor. 35%. Again, that doesn't mean you cancel the season. That doesn't mean everyone should be fired. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're looking to next year. Play the game, see what happens. You never know. But the point is, that was a costly loss. And I think people are just irritated because they lost in primetime and it was, you know, a big hype-up game and it didn't work real well. I don't think people fully realize how damaging potentially that loss was to drop almost 30% in terms of your playoff probability based on another conference loss. They've lost 3 conference games to this point with a bunch of them, to come against division rivals, etc. It's going to be a crowded NFC field. And when you start to look at everybody else's road and their map, a lot of teams have a lot better chance now than Washington does.
They're divisional tiebreaker friendly right now. They are about as bad as you can be in terms of wild card tiebreaker friendly. And it's too early to really care a lot about that, but the numbers don't get to change. In other words, you're now just digging yourself out of a gigantic hole. You have almost no margin for error in these games, like the Seattle game, honestly. That's now massive because that's a team you're vying with for a wild card spot. The Minnesota game, when you play them, will be there in Minneapolis, thanks to Kondori and Murat. On December 7th, that becomes a huge game. Clearly, the division games are always going to be the most important. And they're 1-0 in the division because they beat the Giants and they've yet to play the Eagles or the Cowboys. That changes this week. But they still have 5 division games left. So if you go 6-0 somehow in the division, which is not realistic, but let's just say hypothetically,
it changes a lot.
Then all of a sudden, the math changes. Your record's going to be really good, and you're probably winning the division. So who cares what you do in the NFC outside of the division, basically? But at 3-3 with losses to Chicago, better than you in the NFC standings right now. Atlanta, better than you in the NFC standings right now. And Green Bay, better than you in the NFC standings right now. You've just made it really, really hard for yourself. Look at the NFC playoff picture at the moment. And again, too early to really dive too deep, but the numbers won't change. Only four teams, the Cowboys, who could change that head-to-head this weekend, the Cardinals, the Giants, and the Saints are lower in the NFC standings than Washington, 12th out of 16. Now, at six games in, that's fine. You're also tied with the Panthers, who are 3-3. But again, they have a better conference record by two games. So they have the tiebreaker, just to give you the example of where that can bite you in the butt. That's why you're 12, not 11. And then you're behind Chicago and Atlanta as non-playoff teams that you've already lost to. You do get to play Minnesota, which helps. But they could not have gotten off to a worse start in terms of if you're going to be a 10-win team trying to get a wild card, you pick the wrong ones to win. The Raiders, the AFC West.
Chargers.
You pick the wrong ones to lose as far as going 3-3 at this point.
I think that's the summary. Again, I look at the entire NFC West, save Arizona's 4-2. Atlanta is now maybe not as fluky as we thought. Their aberration is the loss to Carolina, not the other way around. They've been competitive and even pretty good in four of their five games. Really close loss to Tampa in week one, where they cut their kicker afterwards. You look at the NFC North, we feel like there's a pretty good track record there with Green Bay, with Detroit, and Minnesota's a team I have a tough feel for, but still, they're 3-2. They're in a good spot. You do the math. It's going to be really. Last year, Seattle was 10-7. They were 10-7 and didn't make the postseason. There's going to be somebody like that this year, whether it's 9-8, 10-7. And Washington is the worst of those in terms of their position right now because they're 1-3 in the NFC. If they were in the AFC, it'd be a different story. I think it's less crowded. The top, it's the division winners, and there's going to be an 8-9 team probably that makes it. Or just, again, doing some of the look-ahead math right now. Only one team from the AFC North because that division looks horrendous. The AFC South has two teams that are worth a darn, but maybe Houston comes on. But you see the point. The NFC is more crowded, right? And there's a tougher road for those that would try to make the wild card simply by virtue of some of these tiebreakers. And you've dug yourself a hole in that regard.
Here's the best thing Washington has going for itself. Is that I do think the NFC East is much weaker than we anticipated.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Starting with Philadelphia, who has been outscored on the season. I mean, Washington is the only team in the division with a positive score differential right now. It's not a good score differential.
But it's positive.
By any means, but it's in the positive. They are plus 32, which is fine. It's actually solid.
Yeah, it's better than the Rams who are in first place. It's better than the Bucks who are in first place at 5-1.
Philly is minus 1. Dallas is minus 6. The Giants are minus 23. So Washington's in an okay spot in terms of some of the peripherals you would look at to see how good a team is after a six-game sample. Philly's 4-2. They probably should be 3-3. A blocked kick saved their bacon. And then even at that 3-3, that would have been in a one of those wins in a game where they get outscored by 12 in the second half.
Yep.
But my point is, to only be a game back in the division, the Eagles looking susceptible, not really have anything to hang their hat on, frustrated receivers who are uninvolved, running game not as good as it was last year, Hurts not playing at a high level. Defensively, I think they're pretty good, but they're coming off of a complete clunker where they just got eviscerated on that side of the ball last time out by the Giants of all teams. It does not look to me like Philly's going to go 12-5. Their ceiling would be 11-6, which would mean they go 7-4 the rest of the way. I could definitely see that.
I could see that.
But it is possible that it takes 10 to win the division. And if it does, then Washington's got a very, very good chance to do that if they can put some hay in the barn. If we're saying Dallas is super flawed, Philly's super flawed, we've already seen them beat the Giants, who aren't very good even though they're getting better. Maybe you go 4-1 in those games. And now I got you to 7 wins. You basically only need to win 3 games the rest of your schedule.
The other point of discussion, though, is I would also argue is that Washington's flawed, too, among these other groups that are.
But I'm just saying hypothetical where they handle their business in a bad division.
Yes.
But here's the question, then. How many wins will it take to win the NFC East?
11 is my guess. Now, again, that's based on the idea that Philadelphia will do what they have not done yet. That's based on the last few years, with basically this same group at the core, different coaching staff, I'm aware. I mean, the head guy's the same, but different OC, different DC, in some cases. But it's the idea that they'll get right, and or they'll do the thing where they unsustainably win, where you're like, they're not better. How are they doing this? Like where they block a kick or, you know, find a way despite not completing a pass in the second half of a game as they won a game earlier this year. But they're in a better spot at 4-2 than Washington is at 3-3. Duh, right? But to me, I don't love the idea of saying, well, let's hope the division's bad to win it, right? Because of the hole that they dug themselves because of how crowded the NFC is. I mean, you never know. I mean, you'd like to give yourself as many opportunities as possible, and they've squandered one here this past Monday, losing to the Bears the way they did.
Teams with the most at stake in Week 7, now I don't know which site's analytics this are. Chris in Hyattsville just tweeted me this, but the only team that will have a bigger swing in terms of playoff chances as far as analytics go this weekend are the Atlanta Falcons, who currently, if they lose, would have a 41% chance to get in, and if they win, would be up to 71%. They'd be at 4-2 because they've had their bye week.
Yep.
And they'll have been rolling, too, over their last couple. It'll be 3 in a row for them. Washington, with a win, would get to 56% likely to make the playoffs in this particular metric.
Okay.
If they lose, it's 27%.
Yeah, there's your swing.
But by the way, if they lose this game, how I answer this question would change. I'm not going to sit here and do the talk radio thing of saying it's a must win. It's October 15th. I won't allow myself to. I'm sorry. That's shouty show stuff. But if you ask me right now, do I think there's a really good chance they make the playoffs? I will say absolutely. If you ask me, if they lose to Dallas and they are 3-4 and they are now a 4-loss team in the NFC already while being 1-1 in the division, still having to play the Eagles twice, that's not a playoff team. I will have a really hard time finding the path to them getting to 10-7 when they've got, in the three after that, Chiefs on the road, Seahawks at your place in prime time, and the Lions at your place. You're probably going 1-2. Maybe you surprise me and you go 2-1. I think I'd be stunned if they somehow got 3-0. But if you're 1-2, you're staring down the barrel at that point of 4-6 through 10 games and needing one of those crazy 05, 07, 12 runs to get into the playoffs.
And you could, but again, counting on that is terrifying. Stuff happens. Stuff goes wrong. The other angle of that too, losing to the Cowboys, is going, okay, are they a playoff team? Because look at the math, look at this. It's like, well, if you drop another game, right? What are we really talking about? If you can't beat this flawed Cowboys team, albeit at home, and you know, they can score points and they're capable. They're not the Jets. They're not horrendous, but they're also not any good. Right, neither are the Bears. If you drop two games
to teams that are
just okay,
yeah,
what are we really doing here?
They're great on offense, they're bad on defense, and they're a solid team. They play the loss to Carolina. You get exposed. You can't stop the run. But they played with Philly.
Yeah,
I mean they've
been in the games. I mean they're fine.
Yes,
they're not this. If you want to go anywhere, come on, man.
Oh, I agree.
Right? Yeah,
I totally agree. I mean, especially with your whole identity, the entire point of what they've put together is that they can move the ball and score points on people. Isn't that what they are? Isn't that what we wear on our sleeves and on our shirts? I mean, literally, with the no pun offense shirts that we have at the 106.7 The Fan merch store from last season. You've got a quarterback you took second overall who's a star. You can't lose this game. You can't go to Dallas. Now, I'm not saying wins or losses are solely on him, but if you don't go there and score 30 on this defense, if you don't go there and light them up and run effectively, both in the run game and traditionally and with the quarterback and make big plays down the field. I don't care if it's Luke McCaffrey or Jalen Lane. I think Terry will be back. But let's say he isn't. Doesn't really matter. The Cowboys haven't stopped anybody. So, yeah, you're not going to stop them. I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think you're going to beat them 40-13. But you absolutely should score over 30 points in this game. And you must score 27 or more. Anything less than that against this defense, you just didn't do your job. I get it's a short week. I get it's on the road. That's why I'm nervous, by the way. I'm going to pick a Washington win, but I am nervous. I feel worse about this game than I have about maybe all the games but the Packers game so far this season, possibly.
Just because of how proficient Dallas is on offense?
Because it's a short week, yeah. And it's you go from Monday Night Football to a road trip.
Yeah.
Look at the numbers on Monday night on the road. It's bad. It's a lot harder to win. That's why. But you have to beat this team. If you win, I agree with the numbers. There's a better than 50% chance you make the playoffs because you got your act together. You're 4-3. You got the rest of your season. You're getting healthier. If you don't, it's getting dark early.
And again, it's also the implication, too, where if you're struggling again to beat a team that you're supposed to be better than, then we got to get rid of the supposed to be better than thing. And this is just who you are. This up and down, Jekyll and Hyde, why don't they play well in the first quarter of any game, road game, home game, you know, doesn't matter. If you're falling behind the eight ball and trying to make a comeback, and, you know, last year, again, they didn't play well against the Cowboys in either one of those games. Right, it's a lot of the same cast of characters that are coming back for you know round number three of this regime versus Dallas. If we can't get over that hump, then what's the real conversation? Right, that it's how much more of a magical carpet ride fluke last year really was, as opposed to the start of something where you're now ascended into the we're good every year because we've got a few pieces category.
Is that going to be what is thought locally, or will it be the injuries, the idea that, well, it's only year two of the build? You know, I've heard that a lot suddenly. Last year was year one of whatever they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped using the word rebuild pretty quickly.
Because they were winning a bunch. Yeah, 7-2.
They got to the NFC Championship game last year. But after a couple of these losses I've seen, well, remember, it's only the second year of this regime. It's only the second year of the build. And maybe that's fair. But it's not like they're doing it in a sense as a build or as a rebuild. They're the oldest team in the NFL. They're kind of piecemealing it together with veterans. I don't think that's going to stop next year. I think this is kind of the plan. This is what it is. It's Jaden Daniels holding the whole thing up, and then they kind of look for bargain-buy veterans who are fits in their building and in their scheme, and they hope that they can build like a, you know, an 8-ish win roster and with really good coaching. And a superstar quarterback worth three wins or something, then they get to double-digit wins and make the playoffs every year. I think that's kind of the paradigm right now.
Yeah, I think I know why they chose that road, too, because of how, you know, barren the cupboard was from Rivera and all the Martys. So
how long do they get that, too? And I'm not being accusatory of them. I think it's a reality.
I wonder,
we're year two now. They've had two off seasons. You could sign whoever the hell you want, anytime you want. You had a lot of money. And two drafts, which is as many as 14 to 16 players if you want to not trade draft picks. I would say by this time next year, the whole Ron Rivera excuse of like the barren cupboard probably starts to go away from me.
It does, and that's why I'm frustrated about the defense this year, because you were saddled last year. You were stuck. Two guys that are first-round picks that should still be on their rookie deals in Jamin Davis and Emmanuel Forbes are off the roster. You're not going to be good on defense when you're replacing those guys fly by night before their rookie deals end. You're going, your services are no longer required. Same with Jahan Dotson, by the way, at the receiving corps. I understand that. You're cobbling something together. This offseason, you got to remake it more in your image. You showed us that you're willing to do it. Go get Javon Kinlaw. Don't want to pay Jeremy Chinn. Fine. We got Will Harris. We could have moved on from Marshawn Lattimore. Nope. We love him. Keep him. This is who they wanted to be, this group. Right? Last year it's going, let's throw something at the wall. Let's try Cleveland Farrell and Dante Fowler and whoever the hell's available. They went and got their guys now a little bit more. Not all the way, but a lot more. And it's the same defense from year over year, pretty much. The same results, the same kind of problems, same issues are plaguing them. Next year, when you're now three drafts in, three off seasons in, away from Ron and all the terrible Martys, and how terrible they were. We cannot overstate how terrible they were. That's no longer the excuse to me. But at this point, you're still, you see the what should be. You should have a star linebacker and a star cornerback. You don't. You don't have either of those guys because they were terrible.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.